You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from Vanity Fair magazine, which features Margot Robbie on the cover. This is the combined issue for December of 2022 and January of 2023. And this is Vanity Fair Part A. Here's Editor-in-Chief Radhika Jones with the editor's letter. It is hard these days to see anything but division in our politics, but some issues are still capable of bringing together unlikely allies. One example is the subject of Max Potter's investigation, Incident to Service. It is the story of the Fears Doctrine, an obscure 1950 Supreme Court ruling that resulted in what is effectively a state of impunity for the military when it comes to negligence or dereliction of duty that leads to the injury or death of its active duty service members outside of combat. In the civilian world, when medical malpractice occurs, victims and their families have legal recourse. They have a path toward justice, accountability, and closure. For the families Max interviews in his piece, that recourse does not exist. A trainee exhibits symptoms of strep throat, reports to the infirmary, and tests positive. But no one informs him of the test result. And instead of being treated with a simple course of antibiotics, his condition grows worse until he contracts a flesh-eating bacterial infection that leaves him without half of his left leg. A Green Beret goes in for a routine CT scan of his lungs and is given a clean bill of health. 5 months later, after experiencing respiratory distress, he sees a new doctor who diagnoses him with late-stage lung cancer and who, on reviewing his earlier scan, tells him the tumor was evident then. But the time elapsed means treatable has become terminal. Under Fears, these men and their families can do nothing to right those wrongs, to wrest some recompense for the tragically unnecessary pain and suffering they endure. Max's journalistic interest in the Fears Doctrine goes back almost two decades to a couple of stories about the military that he reported in 2004, in which it made a cameo. When he proposed this new story to us, he wrote passionately of his initial discovery of the ruling, the egregious situations that have resulted from its broad interpretation, and his intention to return to it as a subject. "Whenever I'd see something that struck me as relevant in the news," he wrote, "I'd find myself thinking about how Fears was quietly looming in the background, preventing a true accounting of what happened. Bipartisan efforts have been made to amend or overturn Fears." Max cites a 1987 Supreme Court case in which Justice Antonin Scalia sided with three liberal justices to dissent. "Fears was wrongly decided and heartily deserves the widespread, almost universal criticism it has received." In recent years, families for whom Fears is all too familiar have come together to advocate for legislation curbing the military's protected status against lawsuits that in other circumstances would be obviously justifiable. While some of those efforts have resulted in legislative victories, much more needs to be done. Our hope in publishing this investigation is to bring attention to Fears through the testimony of those most affected by it and help persuade Congress to act. Now for some of the issue's contributors. Mario Sorrenti, Marvelous Margot. I feel lucky to have had the opportunity to work with Margot Robbie again, says Sorrenti, for the Italian-born, New York-based fashion photographer, whose style has been impactful on the contemporary fashion scape, it was a dream shoot. Raphael Pavarotti, Sergeant's Orders. The vivid tones and bold compositions in Pavarotti's photography evoke memories from his upbringing in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Key to his work is addressing the lack of black representation in fashion and beyond, making him a perfect partner to capture curator Antoine Sargent for this issue. Ruth Osai, The Voice, a Yorkshire, England-based portrait and studio photographer, Osai brought her lens to Vanity Fair to capture actor Naomi Ackie in an array of color, from a green Chanel suit to a hot pink Valentino headpiece, against a variety of backdrops, a style reflective of Osai's southeastern Nigerian heritage. Douglas Brinkley, The Firebrand. When writing his new book, Silent Spring Revolution, best-selling author and presidential historian Brinkley says he thought about ranking U.S. presidents on their American Earth stewardship records. For us to say forest, rivers, and lakes in the 21st century, big labor must become green giants, he says. Maximilian Potter, Incident to Service. Potter is an investigative journalist and an executive producer of Shadows in the Vineyard, a series in development based on his book about a French wine crime that was based on a Vanity Fair story. He first encountered the Fears Doctrine 18 years ago. It is an epic and ongoing miscarriage of justice, he says. Anastasia Barbieri, Marvelous Margot. It was an honor to style Margot for this series of portraits, says Barbieri of her collaboration with Sorrenti. We selected pieces of a timeless wardrobe, feminine and sensual. Here's the Vanity's gift guide. For the future seeker, return to the high-flying, larger-than-life world of Pandora with Avatar, The Way of Water. In the photos, Britton Dalton as Loak in Avatar, The Way of Water. And some gifts from Deep Space. Omega X Swatch, Moonswatch Watch, Stringting Wristlet, Alberta Ferretti Gown, Dyson Air Wrap Styler in Vinca Blue, Moncler Jacket, Clé de Peau Bouteille La Crème, Wonder and Wise Play Tent, Gucci Children's Sandal, Lego Avatar Set, Design Store Lava Lamp, Marnie Bag, Lamban Jacket, Off-White Paperwork Color Matter Nail Polish in Digital, Lima Laser, Loewe Sunglasses. Pictured here and all in shades of silver and blue. For the Gilded Lily, luxuriate a la the White Lotus, where the locale is Sicily, and even the misadventures are five-star. In the photos, Haley Lou Richardson stars as Portia alongside Jennifer Coolidge, who reprises her role as Tanya McQuaid in The White Lotus's second season. Paradise Bound gifts, Carolina Herrera dress, Sensei Studio hat, Brent Neal pendant, Genori 1735 X Luca Edward Hall Profumi Lucchino cameo incense burner, Prada carry-on, Chloe sunglasses, Jade Swim one-piece, Emporio Sirio's charger, Gucci Rouge de Beauté brilliant Flora lipstick, and They Met in Argentina, Brunello Cucinelli bag, Lenny's World slippers, Dolce & Gabbana Casa wine pitcher, Cartier lighter, Leica camera, Pippa Holt caftans, and Chanel bag, all in shades of green and other tropical prints. For the one with the voice, harness the glam exuberance of Sony Pictures' I Want to Dance with Somebody and the Queen herself, Whitney Houston. In the photos, Whitney Houston performs in Paris during the 1988 Moment of Truth World Tour. For Naomi Ackie on her star turn as the multi-platinum artist, there's an article later in the issue. In the photos, Higher Love, Gigi Burris Millinery Bow, Victoria Beckham Beauty Satin Kajal Jewel Liner in Night Flash, Ferragamo Bag, Pat McGrath Labs Matte Trance Lipstick in Celestial Nirvana Nude Venus, Kite Dress, Moschino Vest, Louis Vuitton Men's Speaker Trunk, Sophie Lou Jacobson, and Gia Totem Glasses, Tom Ford Beauty Noir Extreme Parfum, Valentino Shirt, Gucci Jacket, Chanel Le Lift Pro Concentré, Prada Shoes, Matteo Bracelets, Melissa and Doug Play Piano, Miu Miu Shoes, Whitney Houston T-shirt, all in shades of black and white, with a touch of blue and pink. For the sporty and the posh, adventure in style, whether skiing the Swiss Alps or chasing the surf atlas's perfect waves. In the photos, Hanging Ten has never looked as good as it does through Stuart Gibson's lens in the surf atlas out from Gestalten, making waves, Therabody, Theragun Pro, Chanel mini bag, Louis Vuitton men's 2022 FIFA World Cup backpack, Tory Sport Anorak, Brunello Cucinelli and Oliver Peoples ski goggles, Bala the power ring in stone, Splits 59 pants, Saint Laurent Rive Droit skateboard, Hoka shoes, Peloton Row, Cynthia Rowley wetsuit, and Apple Watch Ultra, mostly in shades of blue. And for the Scion, leave succession woes behind and revel in the pomp of the Met Museums, the Tudors, art and majesty in Renaissance England. In the photos, Hans Ewerth's 1554 portrait of Queen Mary I, on view at the Met, offers a blueprint for pageantry of the most opulent proportions. And gifts, Midas touch, Tiffany & Company watch, Saint Laurent by Anthony Vaccarello pants, Cartier Nécessaire à Parfum case, Louis Vuitton coat, Dior Lady Art Limited Edition with Shara Hughes, Tory Burch dress, Brunello Cucinelli globe, Cartier bracelet, Armani Casa board game, Gucci high jewelry collection bracelet, Paco Rabanne skirt, Clay de Peau Beauté anniversary collection lipstick, Christian Louboutin boot, Richard Hennessy and Berluti chest and decanter. Lots of sequins, fur, and velvet in these gift offerings with a touch of gold. Keziah Weir writes about books. Words worth brand new novels, nonfiction, and all things in between to satisfy every reading urge. Deep Dive, Nonfiction, How Far the Light Reaches by Sabrina Imbler, In Expansive Essays, a conservation journalist explores her own identity through the lens of deep ocean life. Published by Little Brown. Taster Plate, excerpts, pathetic literature, edited by Eileen Miles. Bits and Bobs to Make You Feel, excerpted from poems, plays, and praise, from Franz Kafka to Pakarista Kakpur, published by Grove Press. Smart Snoop, nonfiction, A Private Spy, The Letters of John Le Carré, edited by Tim Cornwell, correspondence of the beloved novelist and former member of both MI5 and MI6, published by Viking. Romantic Romp, fiction, Ms. Demeanor by Eleanor Lippman. After getting frisky on her roof, lawyer Jane Morgan is put under house arrest, but so is one of her neighbors, published by Harper. Dance Drama, fiction, They're Going to Love You by Meg Howray. For the daughter of ballet dancers, the saga of a familial rift and a Greenwich home inheritance come together in an elegant assembly. Published by Doubleday. Family Ties, fiction, Scatterlings by Rekelswe Martha Manuzehe. In South Africa, tragedy strikes a young family. The mother, black, the father, white, in this family history told on an epic scale. Published by Harper via Love and Tears, nonfiction, A Heart That Works by Rob Delaney. The comedian's memoir confronts the most devastating of all parental experiences, the grief of losing a child, published by Spiegel & Grau. Ars Poetica, poetry, Weaving Sundown in a Scarlet Light by Joy Harjo, from the former poet laureate of the U.S., a collection brimming with imagery of Oklahoma, horses, hope, published by W.W. Norton. 90s Nostalgia, fiction, No One Left to Come Looking for You, by Sam Lipsight. In 1993 Manhattan, an aspiring rock god tracks his AWOL bandmate and beloved bass guitar. East Village hijinks ensue, published by Simon & Schuster. Art Bio, nonfiction, Piet Mondrian, A Life by Hans Janssen. A rich study of the Dutch Distill founder's work and legacy, published by Writing House. Almost History, fiction, A Dangerous Business by Jane Smiley. Edgar Allan Poe meets California gold country as a sex worker turned amateur detective tries to solve the mystery of a string of dead women, published by Knopf. All Lit Up, for the reader for whom books are life, literary paraphernalia is a boon. Head to toe, made-to-order slippers, cut from velvet and leather, in which to pace the stacks, bookshop and stubs, and Wooten library slippers. Muse as maker, Zelda Fitzgerald's watercolor figures are peak whimsy, a cherubic F. Scott ready to don a winged pink button-down alongside fairy tale heroines, and a topless Louis XIV, The Paper Dolls of Zelda Fitzgerald, by Eleanor Lanahan. Well writ, jot down to-do list, novel notes, cinema critiques, and everyday hopes and dreams. Aspinall 2023 Slim Pocket Leather Diary. Daisy Shaw Ellis gives us this Pow Pow Pomp, with a photograph by Horacio Salinas of Hermes Jodegers skis. Slope style has evolved these past few decades. A recent flurry of designer collaborations and name brand ski collections give Warm and Dry a luxe new spin. When it comes to gear, Hermes has a fresh powder idea. These graphic skis, featuring pops of the company's signature orange and bindings that nod to its equestrian heritage, promise to slice through snowy white with flash and flourish. And Be Merry. In the photo, Van Cleef & Arpels Tissage Mystérieux ring in diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, and white gold. A pop of the cork, a crinkle of gift wrap, a swish of the hem. As welcome as the return of the holiday party is that of the cocktail ring. This Van Cleef & Arpels aperitif features a 7-carat-plus pear-shaped diamond set in such a way as to appear floating above a swath of mystery-set sapphires and emeralds, a Van Cleef & Arpels patented setting that gives the illusion of gems weightlessly suspended, a technical feat and literal sleight of hand that needs no packaging. Cheers! Thank you. party starter, known for mixing elegance with the absurd, food artist Leila Gohar dips into beauty by Laura Regensdorf. With photo of our subject by David Brandon Geeting. White lace curtains, relics from Greece, hang in the storefront windows of Leila Gohar's Lower East Side studio, as much a means of privacy as they are an understated calling card. Such old-world materials are a signature for the Cairo-born New Yorker, whose finely tuned food installations bring an off-kilter wit to fashion and art events. Gohar World, the line of entertaining whimsies she and her sister Nadia launched earlier this year, offers lace dresses for otherwise naked eggs. The baguette gets similar habiliment with a black satin carrier. But on a recent gloomy afternoon, Gohar finds herself in need of a pick-me-up. Today would be the perfect day for a red lip because I'm feeling so tired and kind of scruffy, she says, which for her means a Prada chore coat, black pants, and pearls. Shaped in Gohar World fashion like chicken feet, red is assertive, she adds. There's no middle ground. Makeup, with its elements of armor, mood lift, and finesse, is front of mind given Gohar's latest project, a Byredo collaboration called One Another, that's an invitation to decorate both table and face. I realized from an early age there is no single way to celebrate holiday, says Byredo founder Ben Gorham, who shares a cross-cultural identity, in his case India and Sweden. Everyone has their own take on what it means, some traditional, others entirely made up. As it happens, just because occasions are Gohar's specialty, a tomato celebration, a coldest night of the year celebration, a sidewalk party for no reason, she explains, ticking through a personal highlight reel. In lieu of Byredo's usual white packaging, Gohar's custom print, with beans and braided mozzarella, dresses up gift boxes of mascara and eyeshadow. It also appears on napkins and a tablecloth sturdy enough for picnics. A special edition tea recreates a bergamot blend that Gohar sipped as a child in Egypt. And of course, there are potatoes, a favorite food, humble and universal, here rendered in ceramic, candle holders, salt and pepper shakers, and covered in tattoos. Such juxtapositions call to mind surrealist work, like Elsa Schiaparelli's leather gloves with trompe l'oeil painted nails, an effect carried over to a new Gohar World dishwashing glove. Another has a frilly lace cuff. The detail evokes the Cairo women whose nails gleamed like a red Ferrari, says Gohar, whose own workhorse hands are admittedly grubby. She hopes the gloves might inject lightheartedness into this mundane chore. A taste for subversion runs through Gohar's idea of beauty. My sister and I have this test when we design something. We always hold it up and we're like, is this too chic for its own good? She says with a smile. In her studio, tiny candles resemble fried chicken and pink Japanese strawberries. Nearby, a couple of marionette-like figures made from dried sausages are slated for a window display at the Galerie de Michetinan. Gohar plans to show them alongside Maria Perget's stainless steel ribbon pouf, a nod to the Metals Butcher Shop Associations. A moment from this photo shoot floats to mind, when Gohar mock-seriously smeared a mortadella-colored Byredo lipstick across her face to collective laughter. When you bring my work into these settings, people become a little uninhibited. They kind of become like kids, she says of the icebreaker. Even at a dinner party, that's the mood to strike. Allison Schaller writes on art. Kith and Kin, a Smithsonian exhibition explores complex bonds. Kinship is a sense of shared recognition and trust, says Leslie Urania, curator of photographs at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. That word is also the title of the gallery's winter show, comprising work by eight artists, including Latoya Ruby Frazier, Anna Schuchler-Kreis, and Jess T. Dugan. Though vastly different in terms of the topics they address, each of the artists visualizes how people relate to one another, says Urania, who curated the exhibit with her colleague in painting and sculpture, Dorothy Moss. Frazier's Flint is Family, in three acts, photographically chronicles Michigan residents affected by the water crisis. A human record and testimony that indicts systems that violate our human rights, as the artist says. Schuchler-Kreis's sculpture and performance piece, Portrait of an Indigenous Woman Removed, honors the communities of missing and murdered Indigenous women. And the connection goes beyond the exhibit. In November, the gallery's annual Portrait of a Nation Gala celebrated luminaries including Anthony Fauci and the Williams sisters, a fine art communion in thanks for their service. In the photos, Latoya Ruby Frazier's self-portrait with Shay and her daughter, Zion, in the bedroom mirror, Newton, Mississippi, 2017 to 2019. The Kinship exhibition catalog, featuring Jess T. Dugan's self-portrait with Eleanor, screen, 2018. Extra credit, items intended to infuse the everyday with beauty and inquiry. Pocket painting, Kehinde Wiley's A Portrait of a Young Gentleman, 2021, cards. Make every game a classic and support the Black Rock Senegal Residency, founded by Wiley. Right This Way, this hand-stitched journal featuring Three Faces of Mom by Tony Lane benefits a gallery representing artists with disabilities. Visual element, Jerry Saltz's Art is Life, presents a survey of contemporary art in essays, Nan Golden, Charlie Hebdo, Instagram, and more. With photographs by Latoya Ruby Frazier, Bag Team, back again. Wear your heart on your sleeve and your visual allegiance over your shoulder. While secreting priceless artwork via tote is an inadvisable gifting solution, stashing an annual museum membership card or donation in the recipient's name would do. In these tote bags, pictured here, Alexander Calder, Los Angeles County Museum of Art Tote. Museum of Modern Art Bagu Recycled Nylon Tote Bag. Fog City Tote Bag. Elmet Tote, proceeds from which support the acquisition of Latinx art at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Paul Cézanne, The Plate of Apples Tote, designed exclusively for the Art Institute of Chicago. Here's hoping that you have had the happiest of holiday seasons and that this will be the start of a wonderful new year. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service and broadcasting from its studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both Parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections by Mark Hoffman.